Hello, and welcome once again to Russ Klotfelter Ministries podcast, episode 10. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend with God. Today we will be looking at Ephesians chapter 4 verses 10 through 18. Let us begin in prayer. Dear awesome God, thank you so much for this day and your many blessings. I ask that the words in which I have prepared be pleasing in your sight. I ask that someone listening today would be touched by your word. I ask that you would be with the many prayer requests that are on our hearts. We ask your forgiveness when we fail you. We ask for a fresh start this day. Without your grace we are all condemned, but by your blood, we are indeed redeemed, and made brand new. It's in the infinite name of Jesus we pray. Amen. When you get out of bed and begin your day, some of us put great emphasis and care into what we put on to wear for the day, while others of us grab up the first thing we see that's clean, pull on our shoes and run for the door. What we physically wear, I do not think concerns God, as long as we first mentally prepare, pray, and put on the full armor of God. Reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 13, therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Praise be the reading of God's holy word. So putting on the full armor of God does not require us to physically strap metal on our bodies, but rather take on the awareness that the Holy Spirit goes with us, and that we specifically remember the tools God gives us, when the day of evil comes, and evil lurks around every corner these days. So then we should be prepared at all times. The belt of truth, this represents the truth that is in Bible scripture, the absolute truth, this will take away the lies Satan would have us to believe. Also the belt of truth holds the rest of the armor together and intact, the breastplate of righteousness protects our heart and other vital organs from the lies and accusations Satan is telling us every day. We are not righteous, you and I, but righteousness comes from Jesus, who gives righteousness freely, when we accept Jesus as our Savior. The shoes of the gospel, this represents our eagerness and readiness to uphold and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. As soldiers marching into battle, we must put on our gospel shoes, that will allow us to march wherever the Lord tells us. Satan will put obstacles in our path, but the shoes of the gospel allow us to advance forward, following our Lord, obeying Him, and advancing the gospel. The shield of faith. When you look at the pieces of armor, Paul says, above all take up the shield of faith, with which to quench the fiery darts of the evil one. Satan is real, he attacks relentlessly, but if we walk with Christ, He will strengthen our faith, and with a deeper faith we have a larger shield to help us defend against the evil one, and his lies. With the helmet of salvation, we protect our head, perhaps the most vital part of the body since it is the seat of thought and mind. When we have a sure knowledge of our salvation, we will not be moved by Satan's deceptions. When we are certain that we are in Christ, with our sins forgiven, we will have a peace and a certainty that nothing can destroy us. The sword of the Spirit is the only weapon of offense we have in the armor of God. All the other parts are defensive in nature. God's Word, the Bible, is described in Hebrews 4:12 as living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Although prayer is not one of the pieces of the whole armor of God, Paul closes his list by saying, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit," Ephesians 6:18, even when you are clothed with the armor of God, you need to bathe it all in prayer. Prayer brings you into communion and fellowship with God so that His armor can protect you. To summarize, Satan is real. He is trying his best to steal our joy in Jesus with lies and deceit, but we are not alone. In fact, we have the most powerful force in the universe right by our side, if we just ask Him to be with us, in prayer. The armor of God represents the awareness that God gives us the tools to defeat the evil of this world, knowing the truth, being righteous through Jesus Christ, being ready to go and advance the ministry of Jesus, having a great faith, and be comforted in the fact you are saved, no matter the circumstance. Read the Bible and take that truth into your heart daily. Most importantly, pray, just as it is written in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, pray without ceasing, pray about everything and pray that the Holy Spirit be with you, every moment of every day. Let us end in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We ask Him to be our companion. We ask that you prepare us each day with the awareness that the full armor of God is available to us at all times. We praise your holy name in all that you are and do. We ask that you be with everyone we have on our hearts that need your healing hand. We ask that you forgive us, Lord, when we are not the disciples you want us to be. It's in the infinitely powerful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please join me again soon as I release another episode. And as always, reach out to others in love and instantly be transformed into the hands and feet of Christ.